Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
It is Sam Crowley. We are live on the Every Day Saturday podcast. It's so great to have you here with us today. People all around the world in over 100 countries that are free. Even if you're not free right now from the J-O-B, the jump out of bed, journey of the broke, just over broke. Even if you're not free right now from that bad relationship, from that bad business deal, maybe that greedy business partner, you will be. And that's the good news. You will be free. You will be in control of your life for as long as you live, though. See, that's the thing. None of us really know how long we're going to be here, but yet we tiptoe. Everybody wants to tiptoe through life and just arrive safely at your grave. Screw that. Who wants that? I don't want that. You don't want that. Then why are you doing that? And that's the topic of today's Every Day Saturday podcast, where we are talking about your happiness. Write this down. Happiness is not something I am going to postpone for the future. It is something I am going to design for the present. Would you please repeat after me? Ready? Here we go again, class. Happiness is not something I will postpone for the future. I am going to design my happiness for the present, which means right now. That's why it's a gift, because it's called the present. Okay, are we clear now, class? Now, here's the thing. A big problem with the J-O-B thinkers is we all want to retire. What are you going to do when you retire, Joe? Where are you and Sally going to go? Are you going to get a condo in Florida? Or maybe down in Texas, Arizona? Sounds nice. I mean, all I got to do is put in 15 more years. And, you know, the boss gives me that review every year. I mean, hell, if I get to 5% every year and my 401k grows at 2%, I mean, geez, we could afford not only the one we're looking at right now, the one that, you know, we could actually get one with a master bathroom in it there, Joe. Maybe we'll retire with you and Sally down on the Gulf Coast when we're 65 and, you know, you can bring your wheelchair and your oxygen tank and, you know, Sally can bring all her prescription pills and everything. And, yeah, we'll have a great time sitting with our windbreaker on an 85-degree day because we're cold and the blood just doesn't flow to the extremities like it used to. So we get some good games of shuffleboard in and get the blue-haired special early bird dinners every night at 5, you know, the fish fry, and we'll put the dentures on the table there, and we'll gum it down. It should be a lot of fun when we're 60 freaking 5 years old. Are you kidding me? That's true. That's what most people think. That's how they talk. You might be laughing right now. I'm just saying. That's the types of conversations I would actually eavesdrop on when I would go away. True story. Most of my stories are true, okay? But you can't make this stuff up, man. You can't make this stuff up. I was at a sales rally in Destin, Florida in 2002, and I watched a guy get retired by our company who had spent 30 years, 35 years, something like that. Hey, worked his way up. Let's give it up. I don't even remember his name. Call him Harry or something like that. Hey, let's give it up for Harry. It's Harry's recognition dinner. Everybody, all the first level, second level managers were there. The CEO was there. Harry looked like an aging president. I mean, if he had one working kidney still, that would have been amazing. I mean, this guy started when he was like 30 years old. He's 65. He looked like death warmed over, but he put a good smile on his face. Now, whether that was surgically implanted or that was his real smile, I have no idea. But I'm thinking, oh my God, This is your life, Sam Crowley. This is your life. At the time, I would have been 35 years old, 34 years old, and I'm living life through Harry, okay? And they're showing photos when Harry was in his 30s and he just started with the company in 1970 and or late 1960s and, you know, well-to-do, good-looking young man, no wrinkles, crow's feet. No, it doesn't even look like he had a worry in the world. I look at Harry in the hallway. Matter of fact, I saw Harry in the men's room, all right? And I'll leave it at that. But I saw Harry in the men's room, yeah, kind of washing our hands and just kind of chatting it away. I'm taking a good look at Harry. And there's a lot of wrinkles there, man, a lot of miles on his face. And, oh, by the way, when they were showing Harry's going away photos, you know, this is your life, this is your last dinner, it felt like the Last Supper for Harry. Like, I would not have been surprised if he had a full-blown coronary in the foyer on his way up to the hotel room. I mean, that's just, life looked over for him. You know, and they're saying, this is your life, Harry. Let's bring up your kids. Oh, yeah, everybody's clapping. Woo, Harry's kids. Then they bring up Harry's grandkids who are, you know, they got to be 20 now. And hell, he might even had a great-grandkid or two in there. I don't know. But you know what they didn't show a lot of in the early years was Harry with his family. Because he was spending all that time at the J-O-B. Now, jobs are great if you love them. Harry put on a good front, but you could tell there was something missing in his life. That you could just tell when they were going through all the black and whites and the old video footage on the screen there. Really well done video, by the way. I mean, I got to hand it to him. For a guy that gave his whole life, they gave him a nice video send-off. Albeit it was like 2 minutes long. But, you know, you put in 35 years, 40 hours a week for 35 years. What's that? Well, let me do my quick Bradford High School math. Let's say he gets his 2 weeks vacation. Let's just say 50. Let's just say he works 50 weeks a year. What's that? 40 hours is 2,000 hours, 35 years, 70,000 hours. Am I right? You guys check my math on that. Maybe I'm off by 60,000 hours or so. Let's say Harry put in 70,000 hours at the most mundane job you could ever imagine, okay, at the same company. Well, Harry, you've seen us through some really big changes, and you know, this company doesn't look anything like it did 35 years ago. Yeah, it does. It looks exactly like it did. I mean, you still go into a supervisor who still tells you what to do every day. You still live with regret. You still don't see your kids' ballet recital, basketball games, football games, whatever's going on, confirmation, bat mitzvah, bar mitzvah, anything like that. You miss out on all the great times. And you know what's funny? Here's what's funny, you know. There's no, and even if you get to these things, there's no quality time. Let me tell you, the best times in the world is when I drive my kids to school or we go through McDonald's drive-thru for an ice cream cone. It's just that talking, you know, when they're not fighting. But when I get my kids one-on-one and we're just in the car chatting it up, those are great times, man. There's no stress. I don't got to be to a job. Nobody's emailing me. Where are you? Can you get in? We're late for a meeting. Got a meeting. Got the notes. Left you a voicemail. Need a warm blanket thrown around me. I'm sad. Someone called. Yelled at me. Boo-hoo. My toe hurts. I mean, you name it. Those were the emails and voicemails that were on, at least in my system, you know, at work. The water cooler talk, the chatter, the gossip, the just everybody feeling insecure. Nobody wants to be leapfrogged in the corporate chain, and everybody's got an ego, all that crap. You're in your car. It's just you and your kids. Just chatting it up. What do you got planned today at school, honey? What's going on? You know, just listen. You just sit there and you listen. Now, with my 13-year-old, I have Mike and Mike on ESPN radio every morning, and I'm drinking a Dunkin', okay? But I'm able to listen with one ear. Trust me, I've been driving my kids to school for 10 years now. I got no worries about, you know, being multitasking with ESPN radio and my kids. But you know what? A lot of times, in the summertime, we go to Kings Island every morning at 9:30, and we leave about 11:30. We stay for 2 hours. Once the crowd gets too big, then we leave. We go every day for 2 hours. Every day we're in Cincinnati, and it's nice outside, pretty much, you know. So that's what I was thinking. But that, like, happiness is being postponed by so many people. Harry postponed his retirement. I mean, he could have retired when he was 30. Now, here's the problem, though. You use the word, or Harry uses the word retire. I don't. Like, I don't. Inside the word retired is tired. So I don't ever use the word retire because I don't ever want to retire. When I'm 80 years old, I hope they're wheeling me out onto a stage and giving the greatest motivational speech ever to somebody, and I will be giving it everything I have until my last breath. I couldn't say that when I was in a job. I mean, I didn't want anybody wheeling me into, you know, the sixth floor on 3rd and Plum Street in Cincinnati, Ohio, up the elevator. God, I would have had to take the handicap ramp up there, and wheeling me to my desk so I could do what? So I could go put hours in. Yay, we're going to put hours in. Productivity, got to hit a quota. I mean, all that, none of it means anything. Here's the irony of it all. We, and I'm just saying we, meaning Sam Crowley of a former life that used to have a job, and everybody else that has a job, most people, all right, let me just qualify, most people hate their job, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to give everybody at work our best. I'm going to give you my best. You know the job interviews where you lie to the employer, your future employer, and they lie to you? Let me give you an idea. This is a typical job because I've interviewed thousands of people, okay, for management as well as sales and admin. Never once looked at a resume. Didn't care. Resume says nothing. It just says, oh, you graduated college. That's nice. So you're in debt $100,000 and you really need this job. Okay. Now we can get moving with the interview. I want to know who you are. I just want to know who you are. I've hired ex-cons who've had felonies on their record that turned out to be the greatest salespeople in the world. Just because they had one bad drunken binge of a night, it doesn't mean anything. When they were in college, they just happened to be the one that got caught. You know, everybody, you know, the president of the fraternity did the same thing. He just never got caught. I've also hired valedictorians of their college. I mean, just the best of the best who completely, they couldn't handle it. They just couldn't handle the stress of a job. And it was sales too. So you're only as good as your last sale and your last quota that you made or didn't make. So there's a lot of nuances that go on, but the job interview is fascinating because you're lying to your boss. It's always your best day. Think about it. You've worn your best outfit. You only wear this outfit on special occasions. You may have even bought a brand new one for the job interview. And if you've got several, then you bought several. And you got a great night's sleep the night before because you had to be fresh in the morning. You studied and you were ready and you were on your best. You know, you took a shower and combed your hair and everything was great. It's only downhill from there. I mean, that's the biggest, that's everybody knows that. You get people on their best in a job interview. And that's totally cool. You just got to know the way the game works. And then the employer, they're lying to you too. We are a company here that really cares about our people. I can't even tell you. See Josie out there? I know I went to her daughter's high school graduation last weekend. We really, it's like a family. Yeah, yeah. It's like a family here. We love each other. Yeah, a dysfunctional family. The minute you miss your sales quota or show up late, trust me, Josie, you showing up late, he may go to your daughter's high school graduation, and right behind that, instead of giving Josie the daughter the graduation card, he's sliding mom a pink slip, saying, sorry, too many lates, tardies at work, okay? So let's just kind of put this all in perspective. The happiness is not something that you're going to postpone. Do you understand that? Why are you postponing it? Live a little bit. Have a little bit of fun today. Like, what do you got scheduled today? Oh, it's Tuesday, June 3rd. I'm going to go to work, and I packed a lunch, light lunch, you know, because I'm trying to watch what I eat, because I sit in my cubicle for 30 minutes, and I don't leave, or I sit in my office, or I go to lunch with the guys or the girl, blah, 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 blah. Or even if you don't go to a job, even more of a reason, why aren't you designing your life now? Like, what is holding you back from going to dinner tonight? I know it's Tuesday. Yeah, it's too. We don't go to dinner on Tuesday, see, Sam. We go to dinner on Fridays and Saturdays, and we shop off the right side of the menu because that's where the prices are. And if we get a good Groupon, hey, that let me tell you something right now. $10 of food for, you get $30 of food for $10. Yeah, that's where we should. Well, why don't you live a little bit? You know, why are you waiting till you're 65 years old when your body is broken down more? I mean, look. No matter how much you work out and exercise, your body ain't going to be the same at 65 as it is at 35 or 45. Can we just agree on that? Okay. I don't care how great shape you're in. All right. It just isn't. Your mind isn't going to be as sharp. Okay. How much are you going to enjoy life at 65 versus where you are right now? I don't even understand any of that logic. See, what you should be doing right now is you should be enjoying life now. I don't mean you got to quit your job and move to Tahiti. That's not it. Okay. What I am saying is you got to take some pockets here or there, steal some time, take the day off. Whether you work or not, whether you go to a job or own your own business, take the day off. Really, what's going to happen? I mean, if you go to a job, this was the greatest eye-opening experience ever for me. You know, I used to miss work, never. And then I started as I got, as I started getting more bored with the job, thinking, my God, I'm around these lunatics 24/7. Are you kidding me? I'm going crazy. I'm getting dumber. I'm getting dumber as I get older because I got to be around the same people who don't dream. You got to get around dreamers. And then I would take a day off here and there, go golfing or do nothing. Literally, one day I sat in my driveway and I literally watched the sprinkler water my lawn for 2 hours. I just sat there. Some people, they drove by, they must have thought I was in a catatonic state. They must have thought either I smoked so much dope that I couldn't move, was drunk or paralyzed or had a stroke. I don't know. But I just sat in that lawn chair, stared at the sprinkler. I can remember it like it was just that was it for 2 hours. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. You know why? Because nobody could get a hold of me. My cell phone was completely shut off. I buried it in way in the closet of our house. Went out and just sat there. No kids were around. No, had no dogs at the time. Nothing. Nothing. Beautiful day. Do something like that. Now, you don't have to watch your sprinkler go, but go do something that you would normally not do. Get a little crazy. I know. I mean, geez, you were born a miracle. You have all these great talents inside of you. And I know it seems awfully nutty to say, hey, why don't you enjoy life while you still can instead of waiting until, it's not as enjoyable. And yeah, you'll have time for that condo in Florida and all that stuff, and you can make all your grand plans to go on a cruise around the world and all that stuff, or you can do it now. You know how much a cruise costs? It's like $1,300 for two people. You can get a discount anywhere. You can go on a cruise for $1,000. What? Seriously, $1,000? You have $1,000. Go on a cruise. Just take a vacation for a week. What's going to happen? You got your internet, you can have some Wi-Fi on there, and even if you don't, who cares? Is the world going to end if you went on a cruise for a week and nobody knew where you were, except your family and your loved ones, and you got them with you, most likely? So I don't understand. I just don't understand why people postpone happiness for a day in the future that, listen, let me tell you, let me just be real with this too. It may never come. You may not wake up. I'm going to retire when I'm 65. Oh, yeah, that's cool. What if you die at 59? No, that's too young. Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to get into all the morbid statistics, but why don't you just start looking around and see who's dying in their 40s, let alone their 50s, okay? Oh, I'm sure everything will be fine with you. I'm sure that, you'll live to be 85 years old, 90 years old. Probably not, but even if that were the case, what kind of quality of life are you enjoying in your 70s and 80s versus your 30s and 40s? Seriously. What kind of quality of life? You already know the answer to all that. So here's my charge to you today. All right. Here's the order. This is a direct order from your coach, Sam Crowley, founder of the world's greatest, everydaysaturday.com. Here's a direct order. By the way, have you left a 5-star review on iTunes? Any of you? Bueller? Anyone? Okay. We need to get, by the way, we're over 100 5-star reviews, which is just fan-flipping-tastic. I'm happier than a pig in slop, man. I look at those reviews every day. And I think, wow, how lucky am I? I mean, what great fans to have. That's what you got to create your own movement. I mean, this is what gets me jacked up every single day is being able to go in, and if there's a brand new review, we have 102 5-star reviews as of today, or 102 reviews, let's just say. It is June 3rd, 2014. Okay? Here's the most recent one from Ciara. I am only 20 years old, about to be 21. Oh, wow. Greatest days of your life are ahead of you. And I found my calling to be a part of a solution and a revolution. I'm constantly excited to live my life every day like it's Saturday. Happy I found this podcast to help me stay motivated throughout the day with someone who knows what's up. I'm getting out of my comfortable bed and taking a walk on the wild side. See you all success stories here. That is awesome, man. That gets me jacked up. 21 years old, she gets it. What were you doing at 21? I can't even tell you what I was doing. You know what I'll do? June 29th, in a couple weeks, in a few weeks on my 46th birthday, I'll tell you what I was doing at 21. And you can imagine, right? 21 years old, West Palm Beach, Florida, single, hanging out in the mansion of the guy that owned A&W Root Beer, who just bought it from the ambassador of Denmark. Yeah, that's a lot there to that story. Wowzers. 1989. West Palm Beach, whew, 21 years old. But anyway, God, I got so far off the reservation. Oh, here's my charge to you. Live life, okay? Live life today. Just do something today. Leave work an hour early. Hey, boss, I'm cutting out early. Whoa, yeah, nobody's going to miss you, okay? But you know what you're going to find? You're going to find, damn, traffic was a little lighter today. Stopped and got a ice cream cone, grabbed the beer, grabbed the water, went for a walk around the park, stopped by to see a friend, saw a friend for dinner, went to dinner, or go to dinner on a Tuesday night. Your beauty, nobody else is out. They're all worried about work tomorrow, but not you. You know why? Because every day is Saturday. Come on, live it, breathe it, feel it. Let's do it! My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.